We are learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning six lines from the top, Rav Yosef. We just learned in the Mishnah that you cannot place a keli under the dripping oil that's dripping out of a lamp on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do that. And Rav Chista added on that you're not allowed to put a keli under the chicken to catch the egg. The egg is muksa. And in the Mishnah also, the oil that drips out of a lamp on Shabbos is muksa, and you can't put a keli under it. So the first Gemara said the Pshat is, Rav Yitzchak said Pshat. In the first Gemara we said Pshat, Rabba said Pshat Rav Chista. Rabba said Pshat Rav Chista. What's the Pshat? Ein kli nitel elo tzorach dova hanitel. You're not allowed to metaltel, you're not allowed to move a good keli l'tzorach muksa. And here you're moving keli to catch shem, which is muksa, or to move it to catch an egg, which is muksa. You're not allowed to do that. And the Rabbi said that the only time it is mutter is by hatzolah metzuya. If it's something that's common, that a certain loss will happen. Therefore, to counteract that loss, you're allowed to be metaltel the keli. And therefore, they answered a lot of kashas from that. But the pshat in the Mishnah and in Rav Chista was because ein kli nitel el tzorach dava nitel. You're allowed to carry a utensil only the tzorach dava mutter, not tzorach dava muksa. Rav Yosef has a different shot in our mission, a different shot in Rav Chista, why you're not allowed to catch shemen on Shabbos with a keli, or you're not allowed to catch the egg. Rav Yosef says a different reason. The reason is because you have here a keli that was usable on Shabbos. You can make coffee in this keli. It was a good keli. Now you put it catching the oil, you can't move it anymore while the oil is muksa. And if you have muksa in a keli, you can't move the keli. Same thing the egg. The egg is muksa. An egg that's born on Shabbos is called noilad and it's muksa. And I can't transport the keli anymore when the oil or the egg falls into it. And therefore he said you are not allowed to put a keli under it because you're making a keli immovable. Now what's wrong with making a keli not movable anymore? So there's two pshatim. Tosis over here brings down both Shatim. One's Rashi over here, one's Rashi different Masechta. Either it's like Saiser, it's like I'm destroying the Keli. It's a good Keli, I'm destroying it. There's one of the Lamed Tes Malachas was Saiser here. It's like similar to that. It's probably only the Rabbanim, but similar to that. Or it's Baina. I'm making like a Mechubah to the ground. Like I'm making a Mechubah, and therefore it's Daimer to making something Mechubah. Daimer to Baina. So that's two Pshatim, Bittel Kli Mechane. In any case, Rav Yosef is saying, Pshat in the Mishnah, and in Rav Chista is, it's Bittel Kli Meichon. Eisve Abaya, I'm asking you a kasha on this yisoid, that you're not allowed to take a keli and make it immovable on Shabbos. Eisve Abaya, Chovash Shal Tevel. Tevel is wine or tefuah that you do not take off meiser from. And it's also to eat. You're not allowed to eat this tevel. So you have this barrel of wine, that was tevel, and it's muksa, because you're not allowed to eat it, shenishbar broke. You're allowed to bring, maybe kliacham niach tachta, you bring another keli to catch the wine. And the question is, if the wine's muksa, you're making the keli immovable now. So hey, I do this, but the kli mechana. So Bishlam before we answered, hatzala matsuya, that's something that's normal to happen. We said it was a brand new barrel, normal to break, but now we're not going with that, shall go, but the kli mechana. So what's the answer? Amalei, tevel mukhuno etz Shabbos. Tevel is possible to become mutter on Shabbos. How? Shem obav etiknoi mesukun. If someone went ahead and took off meiser by mistake, or mazed even maybe, Tosis talks about that. Someone ahead and took off meiser on Shabbos, becomes mutter to eat. So it's possible for this tevel to come mutter to eat. And since it's possible for this tevel to come mutter to eat on Shabbos, not go with the kli mechane, because this keli is not stuck here. It's possible for it to become mutter, and therefore, there's no problem with the kli mechane. That's the mahalach, that's the Teretz's kashin. So the Maravaita bring our raya from Mishnah later on. Meisvei, it says in the Mishnah later on. Noisn kli tachas and nera lekabon etzoytes. You're allowed to put the keli under the lamp in order to catch the sparks. You don't want your house to burn down, chas v'shalom. So you put this to catch the sparks. Aye, when you put the keli there, the sparks are muksa, or make the keli not movable. Amar huna reid Rav Yeshua and etzoytes ein behem mamish. The tzaitzis don't have mamash. And Rashi learns a muta litlon achas naflo seichen. You're allowed to move it. And the way the Magen Avraham learns Rashi is that since the tzaitzis are so insignificant, sparks are insignificant, it does not make the keli into a basis. I still can move the keli, even though it has muks in it, if the muks is so insignificant. Others learn, if pshat is in tzaitzis, the sparks go out right away. Since it goes right away, I'll be able to move it a minute later. That's not called bittel kli meichane. Talk tomorrow another raya. It says in the Mishnah later on Kufran Aleph, v'chein kairish nishbara, a beam broke, and you don't want to fall down. Soim chemayis of a safsa, you can bring a bench to hold it up, a baruchas hamita, or pieces of a bed to hold it up. And the kash is, l'chayra being mevatel, that bench from use anymore. You can't use it anymore. It's holding up a kaira. And the kaira, the beam, is muksa, because the muksa was part of a binyan, and it wasn't made to use on Shabbos, so it's muksa. So how can you put this safsal under the kaira to hold it up? So hey, I do that. But the mechanoi and the gemara, the rafi, you put it in loose. And since you put it in loose, I could pull it out without moving the kaira, and therefore it's not the problem of bitakli mechanoi, because I still can move the keli. The boy shokalei, if I want, I can move the keli. So the gemara, not a raya. It says in Mishnah Beya, no istinkli tachas adelf b'Shabbos. Someone has a drip on Shabbos, he's allowed to put a keli under to catch the drip. And we're assuming now the drip is muksa, it wasn't edible drip, and therefore was muksa. And how am I to do that? Example of this is someone has a drip in his air conditioner from condensation. That water is condensation, is noilad, and it's muksa. Are you allowed to put a keli under it to catch the water? L'charet be a problem, but l'kli mechanoi. So the Gemara answers over here, but delef haroyu. It was delef that was roy, it wasn't muksa, and that's why you're allowed to do that. But if it would be muksa, you wouldn't be able to do that, because you'd be vat l'kli mechanoi. The more answer here is that this delaf was not muksa, it was right to eat on Shabbos, right to drink on Shabbos. So the Gemara Vaita from a Mishnah later on, it says that if you have these little chickens having a hard time getting into the coop, going in and out, so what can you do? You take a basket, a good basket, on Shabbos, and turn it over on its face, and then they could jump in and out through this basket. So it says, "Kaifnes asaf ne'afreichem shi'al v'yer," just go up and down. Because a chicken is a balchai, and it's muksa, and when it's on the keli, you can't use it. So the Gemara, after they're off, I can metaltel the basket, so it's not called b'tekli mechanei. Frey the Gemara, Tanya also taltel. It says in the price that you can't metaltel the basket. So the Gemara, no, but I don't love. That's when the chicken is on it. I can't metaltel it because then it's a basis, because it has muksa on it. But when it's off, it's fine. And therefore, it's not b'tekli mechanei. Frey the Gemara, Tanya, Avishayin, I don't love also. The price that even when the chicken is not on the basket's also goes on muksa. But Oydin love Kobein Hashmashas. The case that the Brites is asers the whole entire Shabbos is where Bein Hashmashas the chicken was on it. And Muksa is Nikva from Bein Hashmashas. If Bein Hashmashas you have something on the basket, so at that time was Muksa, that will tell you it's Muksa the whole entire Shabbos. But Oydin love Kobein Hashmashas, Bein Hashmashas, Sol Kol Yoma. It becomes Muksa for the whole entire Shabbos. But if it's muksa on Shabbos for 5 minutes, that doesn't make a muksa the rest of Shabbos. And the reason is because there's a klal, ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos, like Tosfos speaks out. That's ein muksa l'chatzi Shabbos. This case might be even better, because here, even when it goes up, it's made to come right off, and therefore might be even better. But in any case, we're saying that's not a kasha b'tekli mechanei, because since when it goes off, I can metaltel it, so therefore it's not b'tekli mechanei. So that's the two ways to explain Rav Chista's halacha that said that you're not allowed to bring something to catch the egg, but you're allowed to cover it. So the reason why you're allowed to cover it, if the first pshat is because he holds out tzala mitzu, you're allowed to cover it. According to Rav Yosi's pshat, it's simple why you're allowed to cover it, because no b'tekli mechanoi. There's nothing sitting in the keli to make it muksa, and therefore there's no problem covering it. Comes Rav Yitzchak in the August. Om Rav Yitzchak, k'shem she'inoistim kli tachas tanagoylis l'kabel b'tzah, such as they can't put a kli under the chicken to catch the egg, kachin koyfim ala kli v'shul shut shava. You also can't cover it with a keli, so it shouldn't break. Not only can't you catch it, but you can't cover it. What's the pshat? Pashat, kasava in kli nittel el dava nittel v'shavas. He holds, like Rabba, but holds, there's something that's all about tzuyah. He holds, you're not allowed to transport a keli for the muksa. And here, I'm bringing a keli to catch muksa, I can't do that. To catch a shemen, to catch egg, I cannot do that. And I can't do it to cover either, because I'm bringing a keli to cover muksa, that's awesome. So Gemara says, Meisvei, all those kashas asked, all shver, kol hani tiyufta, all those questions just asked, you know, from all the Gemaras here, that say that I'm allowed to bring it for the chickens, for the kaira, for the tzaitzis, for the ner, I'm allowed to bring a keli, how can I do that? Here you can't answer any of the terutzim. For Delef, you could answer Delef Haroyu, that it wasn't muks at all, but Mar has a better teres, and Mar has a teres that will answer all the kashas. Vishani, the answer is B'tzarach L'mukayimah. You're right, you're not allowed to bring a keli. Those cases were that this bowl was sitting by your Shabbos table, by your seat, and you came home, you saw it there, so you picked it up to move it anyway. Once it's in your hand, I could cover an egg with it already. Once it's in your hand, I could cover an egg, because that's a special heter. Once it's in your hand, to move it anywhere you want. It's called Oida B'yada, this heter. But Avada, I can't bring it for starters, for Tzarech HaMuksa. So tomorrow, Akasha. Toshima, we have a Brice in Masechta's Beya. It says, Echad Beya Shnodav HaShabbos. Egdo was born on Shabbos, Echad Beya Shnodav Yontav, or Egdo was born on Yontav. We know it's Muksa. Ein metaltle, you can't metaltle le chasis by a sakeli. You can't metaltle to cover a keli. Over lismech by karemita, or to hold up a bed. You could hold up a bed with an egg. If you put it on the right angle, you could hold up a bed. But you know, I'll do that on Shabbos Yontav, if it's born on Shabbos Yontav, because it's Muksa. The egg is Muksa. So I can't use it to cover a keli, and I can't use it to hold up a bed. Aval, koifa le kli b'shul shalit shabar. But if you have this egg here, you could bring a keli to cover it. Mefurish. The yilad be metaltal keli l'tzarech davar muksa kasher av Yitzchak. So the case is only mutter if you picked up the keli anyway. Then I'm allowed to go and cover the egg. Toshim another raya person mechatzalos agave avonim v'shabbos. You're allowed to bring a mat to cover stones on Shabbos. Right now we thought the stones were set aside for building, and therefore it's muksa. So hey, let her bring something to cover the stones. And for the Gemara, Bavonim Mekuzal is the Chazan Bezakise. There were stones that were sharp on one edge that you could use to for a person to wipe themselves after the bathroom, and therefore was not muksa. So that was muksa. That's why you let her bring the mat. Tashmana Arai. A person Makatzalas the Gabi Levonim Meshabbos, Gabi Levonim Meshabbos. You let her bring a mat to cover bricks on Shabbos. And we thought the reason is it's made for binyan, and you're covering it, so the cement should be able to stick to it. Same thing like we thought before. And levanim can't be used for the bathroom, so chayitz muksa. Hey, let's bring a mat. After the gemara, the shtar v'yana was left over from a building site, and the chaz l'mizgalayo, and people could use it to recline on it while they eat. Like Rashi speaks out that they used to eat that way and recline on the left side while they ate. That's what they could use the stones for, and therefore it's not a kasher of Yitzchak. Says, you let her bring a mat to cover honeycombs on Shabbos. And right now the Gemara seems to learn that it means the summer. In the summer you could bring it to cover it to protect itself from the sun. And in the winter from the rain. And even though you're allowed to cover, you're allowed to bring a cover, you shouldn't be careful, you shouldn't have kavana to capture the bees, because that's also on Shabbos. So be careful, that's not your kavana. So what do you see? I'm allowed to bring machtzalas to cover beehives, even though a bee is muksa on Shabbos. And if the Gemara Chumash Kinyan, there's honey, loose honey here, that I can use on Shabbos, right to eat, and that muksa, and therefore I'm bringing it for the honey. And therefore, it's not a problem of ein dava nitel, because I'm bringing it with tzarech dava. It's not muksa. That's why I'm bringing the mat. Bring the markash. I'm letting vukum emeshon ravashi tenech meisacham. That's good in the summer with there's honey. The yikad dvash. There's honey. Meisach shomer. The lekad dvash. My yikle member. But it says in the winter you can bring it also. And there's no dvash in the winter. There's no dvash in the winter. And for the gemara leditzchol oisun shtechalos. In every honeycomb, they always leave two honeycombs for the winter for the bees to eat. And since you have those honeycombs, honey is not muksa, and therefore you could bring it for that, because that's not muksa. That is muksa, because it's set aside for the bees. And you're not made for you to eat, set aside for the bees. You thought about it before Shabbos, saying, you know, I want to eat it. And since you thought about, I want to eat it, they made it not muksa, and therefore I'm allowed to bring my chatzalos to cover it.